The following program contains strong language, left-wing political comment, and offensive line.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Alles einsteigen, bitte! Hirn schließen! Das Blumenpflücken während der Fahrt ist verboten!
State of war will exist soon. This country is at war.
I, your leader, will see you safely through to a better world. And now, a walk in the Black Forest.
I want to be the person that they call all the time. Why don't they call me?
They do call you. You are, in fact, the man on up demand. Oh, I've started well
Did
today.
Did any of that sentence make sense?
No, not at all. But that's okay. I'm working with you. One of us will.
Oh, well, I'll try. Well, you're the only one.
That's true. Good evening and welcome to A Walk in the Black Forest, episode number 260.
That's the one.
Yes, the mighty event. On tonight's show, a battle for Bennelong. Are you a true citizen? Paying the Liberal Party? Hey, Mr. President, the untimely death of Hummus Mouse and not Peaches. All that and a tug on the early curlies. A Walk in the Black Forest. Going Brazilian.
Ooh, does it mean that he has... Ooh!
That was Bestial Warlust with their cover of the Led Zeppelin classic Framing the Debate.
Nice, nice. That's a slight departure from their usual stylings.
Look, it's a little different. Obviously, if you're a fan of Bestial Warlust, you'll understand that they're generally a bit of a black metal grindcore
style band.
This is a bit different for them. They've gone somewhere else. They've gone, look.
Almost summery.
It is. You know what they did? They went away and they went on a bit of a camp with Frente.
Yep.
And ever since they've gone on that the Frente Experience, it's called the Frente Experience.
Yeah, I've heard that.
It's actually...
Disney's going to buy it soon.
I was just going to say, it's an offshoot of the Disney theme park. It's just off to the left.
Yep, exactly.
It's just off there. You know, it's with all the flowers and that kind of thing.
Down that dirt road.
It's just down Kelly Street. Yeah. So it's down there anyway.
Yes.
And thank you. I made a musical reference.
You did. Unbelievable! We'll have you talking about Birdman before you know it.
So anyway, that's the story, Morning Glory. That was not Bestial Warlust.
No, that was the Hummingbirds of Alimony. This is 2RRR 88.5 FM, and you are listening to show number 260.
Isn't it amazing? 260 shows. And I have to say that, to celebrate the 260th show, we've done something interesting this week.
We've sacked Richard.
What have we done, Richard? That's pretty much Richard's input for the show.
That's no different to any other show, really, is it?
So, yes, unfortunately, Richard is not here for the 260th show. No. He's actually been invited elsewhere.
He has.
He had a special invitation. He couldn't actually refuse the invitation.
He's actually gone to the future to our 270th show.
Which is incredible.
He's appearing with himself on the 270th show. Not to realise that neither you nor I are actually there.
Wow.
I know, so he's hosting the show with himself.
Well, the funny thing is, he actually went to the 270th show and turned up on a Thursday.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
I know.
Come on, man. Set it properly. What are you doing?
But we may be having a guest at some point during the show.
Knows?
We're not entirely sure.
Look, today, being the 260th show, we are open. We are open to the possibilities. In fact, we're open to the debate. We're open to the possibilities of things happening. Anything potentially could happen.
We're a bisensual show.
What?
Bisensual.
What the hell is that?
Well, it's the new term that's coming out of the United States at the moment.
To do with what?
Well, it's people who don't want to shag both men and women, but just don't mind, like, you know, hanging out there and getting, you know, sort of jiggy, sort right. of. So it's advice sensual.
It's a new term for posers, then.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Right, okay. So
or
if you want to get
out, rock stars.
Yeah, if you want to get out there and snog some girls if you're a girl, or yeah. snog some guys if you're a guy,
yeah.
and but you don't want in any way to have any kind of repercussions, or actually say you are of any other distinct sexuality, or in fact bisexual, then you can be a wanker too.
And be bisexual. Exactly.
I walk in the Black Forest, the bisexual experience.
We are bisexual, definitely. So, for those of you who are...
I'm actually trisexual.
Are you? You and the aliens.
Look, I'm open to everything. What can I say? Which actually explains why it's hard for me to sit on a stool.
Boom shakalaka.
Boom boom.
So for those of you,
return to sender. Do, do,
do, do. I haven't done that for a long time.
Back to the Rock.
Oh yes, the Rock. I wonder where he is these
days. You know, I was actually watching Be Cool
yep.
the other day. Now, I tell you what, I went to a DVD sale the other yep. day at Hornsby Westfield, yep. not plugging anyone because it was one of those stall things,
yep.
and I picked up 6 DVDs for $25.
Nice. What'd you pick up?
One of which was Into the Blue. Now, I had to buy a $5 Into the Blue because it cost $6 to rent it,
yep.
so I figured I'll buy it, and then I basically own Jessica Alba's bum.
I was going to say, that was Into the Blue, as opposed to the one with Michelle. Is that the one? That's not the one with Michelle Rodriguez. That was a
no,
different
one. No, that was a different one. This is
That was Blue something. Blue Sky? Blue...
No, that was Blue Lesbian.
Oh, sorry.
That was Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, yes. You're right.
No, so this one, it's got Jessica Alba and Paul Fast and the Furious
yes.
Walker.
Oh, yes.
So,
Was he Fast and Furious or was he Too Fast, Too Furious?
Oh, you know, I think he might have been Too Fast and Too Furious.
There we go.
Oh, dude, I think I'm wrong.
I think he might
anyway,
be.
So... In fact, I think he was both.
Yes.
Anyway, except he wasn't in Tokyo Drift.
So he's bisexual.
He is more than bisexual, my fine feathered friend. So I picked up that and a couple of others, but isn't that awesome value?
That's
I was very pleased. Now, of course, I was going somewhere on that tangent,
yep.
and I've completely forgotten what it was.
That's okay. Yeah. You'll come back.
Thanks.
For those of you who are followers of the Walk in the Black Forest MySpace site...
Or Saga.
No one else has joined since last week.
Oh, should I make up someone fake?
Yeah, please do. www.myspace.com/WalkBlackForest and join out of MySpace or check out our website which maintains
the rage
both artistic integrity and the rage.
It does.
At www.walkblackforest.org and of course that gives you links to all our past shows. All 200, no, it's not 260 of them, although Richard does believe he has the first, like, 80 shows all on VHS.
Does he?
So, he
wow. said,
if we can find some...
that must have degraded nicely by now.
Some person on a, say, overseas working visa.
Yes.
Therese Reen might be able to help us with that.
Could happen.
And we'll see if we can get them done for about 50 cents an hour.
Brilliant. You know, nice. I reckon we just send them off to Bali.
Nice.
Someone will do them for us.
What, for a case of Bintang?
Well, I've heard it called other things, but let's call it Bintang right now, shall we?
Indeed. So, check out those two sites. There's piles of stuff there. And for the very first time, we're going to debut a new segment. I'll phrase that because we've debuted new segments before. For the first time, we'll be debuting this new segment, which is called...
Hey, Mr. President!
It's a time for action.
This is the story of Governor Mitt Romney.
Go, 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 Obama, Obama.
That's quite funny, actually.
You idiot.
So I should I'll start again to be professional. This is the new segment, Hey, Mr. President. We're going to be running through the Democrat and Republican candidates for the 2008 American presidential election. Obviously, our American listeners would be going, "We know all this shit."
Actually, to be honest, They actually probably don't.
That's true. And our Australian listeners are going, what, so we're electing another president? I thought we voted against that.
Yes, well, apparently we did. Idiots.
So, just to go back through that introduction, what you actually heard, so that you know that I just didn't make it all that shit up, is the last thing, which is the Obama, is a Barack Obama ringtone that you can download the Barack Obama website. He's got about 8 of them. So if you want a Barack Obama, you want that as your ringtone? That's a good ringtone. I like that one. It works well for me. Before that, we heard something off Mitt Romney TV. If you go to Mitt Romney's site, he's the Republican candidate who happens to be a Mormon. You'll be able to get a whole thing about Mitt Romney and how great he is and how he saved the world. Mm. And of course, right at the top, we heard all of Boys Voice. Doing Hey Mr. President. There we go. You're going to play it again, are you?
There I was trying to. The bloody thing won't work. Busted. And there I was thinking that you're going to have Pink on there. Hey, no, Mr. President.
No, I don't.
Now, see, this is the thing I like. You're not transparent.
No.
Totally revolutionary, totally new.
Thank you.
Exciting and new.
So we're going to start this week with a Republican candidate, and that is Ron Paul. Now, have you heard of Ron Paul?
I believe I've heard of RuPaul, tall black man, dresses a woman, big wig. Same guy?
Close. Ron Perlman? Heard of him?
Oh, I've heard of Ron Perlman as well.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
He's a big fan of the snowball.
I've heard, is he now?
Oh, different pearls?
Different pearls. Now, Ron Paul is a senator from Texas.
He hasn't started. Do you remember the last senator from Texas?
No.
GWB.
No, he was never a senator, though.
He was the governor.
He was the governor.
The gubernator.
Exactly. Did you see during the week when Blair resigned, one of the last things he did was meet Schwarzenegger.
Right.
On his, world tour for climate change. And there's,
change the climate or I'll kill you.
And there's like Blair going, I've been told that I can't really do one thing. I can't say, I'll be back. Because it might be misinterpreted by you scallywags. It's just like,
where do they get these people from?
There's nothing more embarrassing than watching someone who can't do a decent bad Austrian accent to say, I'll be back. I mean, I've practiced and perfected.
And you went to Austria.
I did.
You actually studied at the Austrian Monk Institute of Austrian Accents.
To learn how to say, my name is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's right. Only you can do it.
Oh, you can as well.
I'm only copying you.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Otherwise, I couldn't do it at all.
Texas senator has announced his intention. Announced his intention to run on March 12, 2007. What can we tell you about Ron Paul? He is a libertarian Republican.
There is such a thing as a libertarian Republican?
Who constantly enrages the Republican Party because he actually believes in nice things.
Why is he? Can you please tell me why he's a Republican?
Well, the big thing that makes him a Republican is he's a massive fan of small government.
Okay,
which is a Republican thing. If you're a Democrat, you believe in big government protecting the weak. You protect the weak through having the cushion that is the government.
Right. So he believes in decentralizing the government.
He does. He's anti death penalty.
Right.
Anti drug laws.
Right.
Anti police state. He voted against the Patriot Act. He voted against going into Iraq, and he is pro-abortion.
Wow.
Now, this is a Republican, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking, he is a Republican.
Well, I'm quite surprised he's actually still there, and in fact is able to get enough support to become a presidential candidate, because, let's be honest, it takes a lot of money to become a presidential candidate.
Yeah, no, he's currently raised, as of the 31st of March 2007, has raised about $650,000 American dollars, which puts him in pretty low down the list when you compare him against Rudy Giuliani, whose personal fortune is bigger than, most people in America.
Most states,
exactly. Yes.
Same with Mayor Bloomberg, of course, in New York.
Yes, who's now just resigned from the Republican Party to run for...
as an independent.
Independent.
Which is interesting, because the last one who did that was Ross Perot, so...
Ralph Nader.
Oh, Ralph Nader. But Ralph Nader's just a spoil sport.
Yeah, but Ralph Nader cost the Democrats the 2000 election.
That's right, thus my point. Yeah, see, Ralph Nader's just a wanker.
But see, Bloomberg originally was a Democrat, then joined the Republicans.
That's right, so he could become the mayor. It was the only way he saw becoming the mayor.
Yeah, I know. So basically, like John Faye in Australia, really.
Yeah, he'll do anything for power, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Now, to give you some idea, you'll hear across the... Because there are 16 candidates. So we've got 16 weeks, which will take us pretty much to, when the primaries start.
Yep.
most of them are now utilizing YouTube, Facebook, you name it.
Whichever.
If it's social networking software, they're probably already on PornoTube.
There's a PornoTube?
There is. It's called PornoTube. I'm not going to give you the URL.
I'll just be a second, okay?
Okay, no worries. So.
I didn't know you could do that with a donkey.
Eels.
Or eels.
Eels. Donkeys and eels.
Donkeys and eels.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Yeah, well, funny things happening down at the Columbia Zoo. So we're going to... they're all utilising the new medium. They've all got their own TV stations. They've all got merchandise that you can buy. I'm going to play a little bit off the YouTube campaign speech of Ron Paul to give you an idea of what sort of person Ron Paul actually is.
We should set an example. You know, the neocon argument is that we're over in the Middle East because we want to democratize them and we want to spread our goodness through force. And there is a lot of goodness in America, and we have a lot of good things to talk about and to spread, and the principles of liberty. But it can't be done with force. It has to be done by setting good examples. And when our house is setting good examples, and we have a free and prosperous society, others will want to emulate us and follow us. And that is the only way this can be done. You can't force your neighbors to behave like you think they should, and you can't force the economy to be fair and equal because you end up with socialism and it doesn't work, and you can't force other people to live like we think they should. At the same time, the responsibility, it does fall on us to promote the cause of liberty, to get people to understand why it is important to believe in liberty. I am so convinced that the cause of liberty can solve so many of our problems. It can't cause...
Well, there we go. It cuts out. Basically, Ron Paul is not a conservative.
It's really interesting.
Which is strange for a Republican.
Well, so... It's because he's not socially conservative, but maybe he's economically conservative.
He is fiscally conservative. He does believe in tight fiscals.
Right. Don't we all? I love a tight fiscal.
Exactly. He does believe that the free market... I did have another quote that sort of died on me, where he does believe the free market is the thing that solves everything.
Okay.
So, you know, he's in that sense...
But see, that's the problem. You see, at the end of the day, the free market doesn't actually solve everything. This is where... conservatives and non-conservatives actually kind of go their separate ways.
But the thing I like about this guy is he stands up and says what he bloody well wants to say.
Which is amazing. It's amazing as someone in the Republican Party, he actually can do that. It's incredible.
He's not trying to court the religious right. He's trying to court people who are actually intelligently thinking about the economy and thinking, well, maybe there is a different way to the two systems that we've got currently at the moment, which is give money to the rich... or take money from the rich.
That's true.
They're the two systems they've got in the States. Now, interesting, he had a bit of a run-in with fellow Republican hopeful Rudy Giuliani.
Okay.
Hey, Rudy. See, it doesn't work.
No, it
doesn't. See, Obama. See, that works, you know? That's got soul to it, but... Hey, Rudy. No, it just doesn't work. See, that doesn't work either.
See,
just can't do it.
The problem with Rudolph Giuliani is he sounds like a mafia don.
He does.
Let's be honest.
So this is the exchange. Now, Ron Paul basically said, as an exchange with Rudy Giuliani, I'm going to read three quotes. They attack us because we've been over there. We've been bombing Iraq for 10 years. We've been in the Middle East for years. I think Ronald Reagan was right. We don't understand the irrationality of Middle East politics. Right now, we're building an embassy in Iraq that is bigger than the Vatican.
Oh, really?
We're building 14 permanent bases. What would we say here if China was doing this in our country or in the Gulf of Mexico? We would be objecting. Now, what is Giuliani's one and only pitch? That he just doesn't get off.
Oh, it's the whole 9/11 thing.
Correct.
That's all Giuliani actually has is 9/11.
Giuliani says, that's an extraordinary statement. That's an extraordinary statement. As someone who lived through the attack of September 11, that we invited the attack because we were attacking Iraq. I don't think I've heard that before. Listen to most non-conservative medias, Rudy.
Precisely. It's interesting because Rudolph Giuliani, as you've correctly said, that's all he has. That's really the only ticket he has, which is why many people believe that Bloomberg will actually overtake. He will take the New York voters away from Giuliani.
I'm sure he will. I've heard some pretty stupid explanations for September 11, and I would ask the congressman to withdraw that comment and tell us he didn't really mean it.
Oh.
Ron Paul says, I believe very sincerely that the CIA is correct when they teach and talk about blowback. Mr. Curley in the house!
Where the hell is he? Where's Mr. Pessimism?
Well, okay.
Pull up a few buttons.
Pull up a pew, because this is, without you talking, this is Richard. He's here in spirit.
Okay, cool.
He's here in spirit. Mr. Curly, how you doing?
Good.
You good? You happening?
You are a hell of a singer, I just want to say.
Why, thank you. Thank you.
Have you ever heard him sing?
No, I haven't heard him sing.
Oh, come on, you heard me do Return to Sender like 2 seconds ago.
That wasn't singing.
It's better than bloody Pirate King.
Yeah, that's very true.
So where is he?
He's sick. He didn't want to show up. I know.
Because of last week, the comment made the
move the mic in, dude.
Sorry, is that better?
That's much better.
I've never done radio before.
No, I've noticed that.
No, the fact that he was like, you know, oh, you two are so pessimistic. Get Matt Curley in here. He's optimistic.
He is. And Richard isn't here. No, do you notice that?
Richard's no longer in the hissy.
No, exactly.
We'll actually replace him permanently on the 260th show.
I know.
Nice.
I might just finish talking about blowback if I can, because you want to know what blowback is, don't you?
Look, I'm curious. Look, so far we're talking about eels and donkeys, and now we're moving to blowback.
There's eels and donkeys involved in the blowback, too.
Wow.
When we went into Rana in 1953 and installed the Shah, yes, there was blowback. The reaction was the taking of hostages, and that persists. If we ignore that, if we ignore it at our own risk, if we think we can do what we want around the world and not incite hatred, then we have a problem. They don't come here to attack us because we're rich and we're free. They come and attack us because we're over there.
That's absolutely true.
It's absolutely true, but for this to be said by a Republican is quite scary. Now,
it's interesting he's quoting the CIA, he's quoting Reagan, he's quoting all those other people to really make his point.
And look, I'm stunned I'm going to say this, but I actually like this man.
Now, at this point, we're turning Pete's mic off, and we'll continue with the Abe Show and Mr. Curly.
So you just pointed at me when you said I like this man.
I do like this man.
I like this man a lot.
Thank you.
And he sings well, too.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
It's a mutual love fest.
Do you want me to leave the room?
That would be the idea.
Nice, thanks, yeah.
Well, when should the two of you going to sit in the corner while Richard and I did, like, the whole, like, free love thing or something?
I hope not.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to be sitting in the corner. I was going to be leaving the room and vomiting. But,
I think the word that was going to be used, spooning.
Oh, lovely.
That's beautiful.
Lovely. So, unfortunately, Ron Paul is only favoured by 3% of Republican-leaning voters, but he has strong support on the internet. He ranks very highly on Technorati, YouTube, Facebook, and MySpace. And that, of course,
is the most important thing in a presidential candidate.
What, Facebook?
Facebook.
Yes.
How many friends have you got now? What, 10?
Yeah, close to that.
I've got about 12.
Oh, really? Competing now? You want to get a ruler out?
Yeah.
Winkers. So basically...
Excuse me, mister, I have 3 MySpaces.
Exactly.
Yeah, one of them's Woolworth.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't it?
www.myspace.com/.com/. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's it. That's close to it.
If you want to read some stuff about Ron Paul, he writes on a great website called antiwar.com.
Oh, yeah, I know the one.
He's just written up... his most recent article that's just come up has been talking about Iran. And how have we forgotten 2003 already?
Mm.
This guy's really, really interesting, and he will never be elected by the Republican Party. In fact, I reckon Adolf Hitler would have a better chance of being elected by the... Actually, no, that would be really easy. He'd have a better chance by most of them anyway.
That would explain GWB.
He has also... he has run for president once before.
Oh, really? What country?
In America.
Really?
As the Libertarian, candidate before he joined the Republicans.
The old Libertarians.
But there we go. Ron Paul, if you want to check out more about Ron Paul, Ron Paul has Hope for America and Freedom Has No Price. RonPaul2008.com. RonPaul2008.com is the name of his website. Each week we're going to talk about a presidential candidate, Rob, and I'm going to measure them by the most important factors on their websites.
By the dong?
No, there's no dong sizes on there, okay. Unfortunately.
Unlike the Walk in the
Except Hillary's
site.
Hillary's got the size of her dong on there.
Yes, it's amazing.
Who the hell put the picture of the dong up on the site?
That would be Abe. And Richard found it. It was a team effort.
Yeah, it was a team effort. He gave it to me. I put it on the site.
Hang on, he gave it to you?
It was like the clap, really, wasn't it?
It's not the only thing Richard given around this
place. We have 3 measures of the presidential candidate's importance.
Yes.
Measure number 1 is how many social networking sites are they utilising?
Okay.
Ron Paul is utilising 6. So not too bad for Ron. He's doing okay. The second measure is how many pieces of merchandise do they have for sale? Mm. Ron Paul only has 3.
Does he have a t-shirt hell?
He has a t-shirt. He has a mug.
On t-shirt hell, though?
No, it's on Cafe Prez. And he's also got...
What about Submit?
Sticker.
Submit are good.
And the third measure is how many ringtones does he have for downloading? And unfortunately, Ron Paul ranks a big fat 0. Oh. Unlike Obama.
Should I play that intro?
Yeah, play that intro, kid.
Alrighty.
This has been the very first edition of Hey, Mr. President. Ah, oh, fuck.
Hey, Mr. President.
It's a time for action.
This is the story of Governor Mitt Romney.
Go, 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 Obama, Obama.
No, I don't bring that. I don't bring that. I never bring that.
You bring it all the time.
I leave it at home.
You don't bring it at home.
Look, it's lubed. Anyway, that was
Friday night.
I do too. That was Fuzzy with Demon Rock.
Right.
And I hope you enjoyed Hey Mr. President, the new segment on Walkback Forest.
President.
Next week we're gonna flip across to the Republican, the Democrats next week. We're gonna alternate.
Good idea. Alternate. I think, look, you've got to get equal time for equal time.
Now, as we announced at the top of the show, are you making any sense?
I'm drunk.
I know. Drunk on power.
I am drunk on power. In fact, irresponsibility. I am at the wheel, and I'm not even wearing a seatbelt. Look, Mum, no hands.
You're breath testing 0.5 just on power.
Yeah, baby.
0.3 on authority.
Mm-hmm. And 0.5 on the Richter scale.
I was going to say, and 0.07 on smack.
Well, it's not Today FM.
Yeah, that's fair enough. No. How you doing, the good
don't
friends
out
there?
I can say that.
No, I don't think you can either.
Never mind.
Anyway, but you can't defame an organisation.
No, it's very true.
There
unless
we go.
Unless, of course, a program director decides to sue me.
In which case.
Then I'm stuffed.
Yes, fair enough. How you doing, Today FM? You're my favourite station. Anyway.
Now, Mr. Curley.
Yes?
What are you doing here?
I came. Yeah, I've already told you I was here.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. To cheer up Mr. Pessimism, who was just like, oh, you guys are just... emo, fucking...
that was
oh,
pretty much...
That's his first one.
That thank was you. Good. Because you did notice on our website, walkbackforest.org, we have a...
fuckometer.
That's
yes.
the one.
I'm quoting, I'm not writing that down.
Fair thank enough. You notice I haven't had one yet?
No, I know, I'm impressed.
I know. That's good, isn't it? Mm. I'll drop one in at some point. Wait till the Battle of Bedlogs still to no, come.
That's true.
Now, what are we doing? Is it me again?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Budgets. This is really fascinating. I was just... when I was doing the research for Hey, Mr. President...
Hey, Mr. President!
By the way, for any of you who are out there and you're into karaoke, that was my impersonation of Pink.
Nice.
She loves me, you know.
Is there any Pink on the karaoke machine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
I better come along.
And blue and
oh, yeah, fair enough. Good. That's always good.
Oh, it's nice. All the colours of the rainbow.
Yeah. Exactly.
Someday you'll find it. The rainbow connection. For lovers.
And dreamers.
And me. La, 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 la.
Jeez, we're good.
Oh, we are good.
We just win.
I was just going to say, now I know why you don't sing.
Yeah, no, I know.
Ron Paul's, the reason this...
I can't match, see, I don't know, we can't harmonise.
We never can.
We could never harmonise. I can harmonise with someone else, I just can't harmonise with him.
We tried doing Flash, but it never worked. Anyway, the reason this came up was that when I went to look for the funds for Ron Paul, how much money he had in his bank...
How much money does he have in his bank?
$638,489.
You know, that's more than me.
That's a lot. And he's got...
really?
Yeah. OpenSecrets.org is the name of the website, and that's got all of the American campaign funding. I thought, is there anything similar here in Australia? And I did a bit of research and found that the Australian Electoral Commission holds the returns. They're always a year old.
Well, why are we not surprised?
But I thought I'd just run down the top five... donators to the Liberal Party, just to give you a feel for who's donating to the Liberal Party, because don't forget, the Liberal Party says, you know, Labor, they've got basically, you know, the electrical trades union's hands up their ass, reaching into their colon, and it comes out brown.
Yep.
You know, that's the sort of thing that's going on.
Unless, of course, they're clean, and then it doesn't.
That's a fair point. Unless they've had an enema to clean and wash out.
I was going to say, exactly, the enema, which is a favourite of the Newtown Hotel.
And also, the and also the Premier of New South Wales.
Yes.
Now, interestingly enough, of course, this list would not, of course, include the Queensland Labor MP, who was funding the National Party almost solely by the sound of his contributions.
No, it doesn't. This is actually donations. The donations are really hard to find because there's individual donations, mm-hmm. there's donations to third parties who donate to parties.
Okay, and that's the best way to cover it up.
Correct. And then there's donations to the individual branches of the party,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a donation to the nationals, like the national branches of the party. I've just went for the national. Now, the top five donators to the Liberal Party are, in order of donation, are Pratt Holdings.
Is that number five?
That's number one at $200,000.
Hang on, Pratt Holdings.
Richard Pratt, it's a cardboard, he owns Visi.
Ah, okay.
How strange. Pratt Holdings, wow.
Visi.
It's Visi cardboard.
I know, isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
Now I went
so
into
so much for recycling.
I went into a bit of research. He donates diddly squat to the Labor Party.
Really?
Surprise, surprise.
Is it? It's not unlikely that a person who owns holdings in, say, manufacturing to do with paper and logging,
yep.
may in fact donate to the party that like paper
logging.
And logging.
Correct.
Yeah.
Westfield Capital Corporation.
What?
Now, Westfield has multiple.
I'm never going to Westfield again.
No, Westfield Capital, which of course is the investment arm of Westfield.
That's it. I'm going to Chatswood Chase every day.
Donated $160,000 to the Liberal Party, mm. but also then equally donated $160,000 to the Labor Party.
Okay, I'm going back. It's
so
okay.
they've covered themselves there.
Yeah.
ANZ Banking Group donated $100,000 to the Liberal Party. Quite funnily enough, only donated $50,000. To the Labor Party.
Why'd they donate $130,000?
Continuing perhaps the deregulation
of the finance
sector, breaking down the rules on investment,
etc.
I do notice that on none of this list is Macquarie Bank is like right down the bottom. They only donated $22,000.
Right. Oh, okay.
It's quite low. Ingham's. With the next big one.
Really?
Who donated $100,000 to the Liberal Party and $25,000 plus for Chooks to the Labor Party.
Ingham's Chickens.
Love them. Where are we? The next one was the Kingold Group. I don't know what the Kingold Group does. They're just one of those investment holding companies that added $100,000 to the Liberal Party.
Could be
and only $50,000 to the Labor Party.
Kingold.
And the final...
Sounds like cheese, doesn't it?
I was going to say, it does sound like cheese. Like some sort of cheddar,
yep.
mature...
Aged cheddar.
Yeah.
Yep. The final one is Walker Corporation, which is a building organisation run by Ron Walker.
Are you kidding me?
Who used to be the treasurer of the Liberal Party.
Walker Texas Ranger?
Yeah, exactly.
Walker Texas Ranger is supporting the Liberal Party.
He's a good man.
This is unbelievable. We actually
talked
about
him. He's a Christian, too.
We talked about that the other week.
We did.
Big man?
He's a big man. He's a big man.
They donate $100,000 to the Liberal Party and nothing to the Labor Party. Go down through the list. You can find that Guns, Leighton's Holdings, Westpac Bank, Australian Hotels Association donated $40,700 to the Liberal Party.
Now, of course, the Hotels Association would love the Liberal Party because now they can get their employees for even less.
Exactly. Philip Morris donated $35,000 to the Liberal Party, as did British American Tobacco.
Oh, you see, there's no conflict of interest there at all.
Tabcorp, Qantas, the list goes on. Qantas, for some reason, gave $18,181.82. How the hell do you come up with that figure?
Is that pre-GST?
It must be pre-GST.
That's very odd.
So if you're interested in these donations, and I actually went through the site for a good hour today to try and work out what the hell was going on.
So did you actually work?
I was on holidays today. I know, but I work for the government, so that's
so
okay.
Do I.
I'm donating my time.
I work for the bigger government.
That's true, you do.
Do
I
you?
Work for the smaller okay. government.
Do you even know where I work?
No idea.
I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Or should I say, I used to work for Auntie Amanda. Now I work for Uncle Kevin.
Oh, right.
Yes.
He's a good man. He's a big man.
I've already done that joke.
The bear was bigger and ran like a... No. Anyway.
Give me that shit.
I stopped just before it.
Obama. I'm not finding that again.
No. So, if you go through the list, you can actually bury through all the donations. John Howard received no political donations to himself. For his electoral campaign.
Really?
Yeah, I know, it's a bit bizarre.
Why is that?
Neither Kevin. Most politicians don't seem to. They seem to get a payment by, say,
Pratt Holdings,
yeah,
which gives it to the Liberal Party, which then allocates it out to individual
seats. That nice?
Instead of by pens, paper,
exactly,
placards, animas.
Armbands with armbands with swastikas on them, that sort of stuff.
Little red armbands.
Yeah, exactly.
Little furry moustaches. I've heard that. Look, it's cold this time of year. You need to keep your top lip warm somehow.
You do, exactly.
Is your head cold, by the way?
Mine?
Yeah.
No.
I'm always wondering about that.
Is my head cold?
Yeah, as in, you know, because it's...
Yeah, it does get cold.
Yeah.
That's why I have hoods on most of my clothing.
Okay.
That's why they call me Clip Face.
That was a good line.
Do you like
that's
that?
A good line. Oh, good. Luckily, that's...
I just made that up.
Luckily, that's actually the end of the segment. Here we go, a bit of sponge, which is what you use to lap up the horse semen.
Exactly.
With go your own way.
See, there's certain things that people don't need to hear, and one of them is what you did yesterday.
I know, that's fair enough. This is Walk About Frost, Triple R 88.5 FM. Richard is in the house, but he is being replaced quite ably by DJ Early Curly. Plug your show, dude, for those of you who are on our Deluxe Edition Premium content listeners.
That's right.
MHFM, Wednesday, 8 to 9.
There we go.
I play music and stuff like what we just heard then, but you won't hear on the net because...
It's illegal.
Yeah.
There we go.
Slight problem, that.
That's why when, of course, people who are listening about DRM-free edition...
Yep. Web 2.0 compatible.
Although it's getting up to web... What was it last 2.3. Week?
2.3.
2.3?
It's web 2.3 last week. We've had a slight problem.
I had to downgrade back to 2.2?
We've had to go backwards. Look, I don't see it as backwards. I say it as solidifying our 2.0 status.
A platform.
Platform.
More solid 2.0 platform.
That's a good idea.
Lob it out.
You know what we're actually doing? We're actually making it Linux friendly.
Nice.
Yeah. We haven't quite worked on the Mac version yet. We're getting there.
Well, they could just fuck off and die.
Yeah,
that's one for me. I can say that because Richard isn't here.
Ding,
ding. Ah, dear. So this is Ed. This is Warpath Frost, Triple R, 88.5 FM. Now, you two were chatting about what was a fairly big story over the last week in the world... And I'm going to kick myself for saying this, of professional sport.
It's not sport.
It's sports entertainment.
Exactly.
Sports entertainment?
And in fact, sports entertainment is...
Enter ought.
No, Spencer.
No. Sports entertainment
is actually a legal term.
It is.
Because it is neither sport nor entertainment.
Can I be Richard and just go, what?
The reason why it's sports entertainment is because if they call it sports, then they'd actually have to have a monitoring body for things
and
like...
And be drug tested.
Stop that.
Sorry.
They'd have to be drug tested. They'd have to be...
Spent away from you.
Yeah, please don't. They'd have to be drug tested. They'd have to do a whole lot of other things. Like, where have you had that?
I was just going to ask you exactly the same question.
Oh, dear.
So, they'd have to be drug tested. They'd have to have a whole lot of other things like that.
What's
so,
curious smell of the sperm.
It's something burning on it. Okay. Anyway.
So that is a reason why it's sports entertainment, so to speak.
Yeah.
All right. So
why not just entertainment?
Well,
entertainment is like a movie.
Yes.
Entertainment is television. The difference is with sports entertainment, the matches are predetermined unless a wrestler is cranky and wants to win the match even though they're going to lose. Or dies. Or falls off scaffolding.
Yes.
Or has a drug overdose in a
hotel room.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Okay. I can't believe you fitted that up there.
I know. And or in the case of what happened this last week with Chris Benoit.
That was just Richard just telling me that he isn't going to be here because he fell asleep.
Oh.
45 minutes into the show, dickwad.
Thank you, Richard.
But is he going to turn up, though?
No. Now, of course, Chris Benoit, as you may be aware, is was one of the biggest kind of Canadian imports to WWE, well, in WWE history, really, known as the Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. The Rabid Wolverine.
Isn't that a copyright infringement?
No, because there's Rabid in front of it.
Yeah. Ah, so as opposed to just Wolverine.
As opposed to Snickety Snick Wolverine, if I can quote Jay from James Holland. Snickety Snick, snooch. So he was one of the biggest wrestlers.
I would have thought Marvel would have copyrighted just everything connected with the word Wolverine. They would have just gone through the dictionary and just added, Carrot Wolverine, Cod Wolverine. That is what they've done the whole lot. Yeah, exactly.
I understand the Canadian park authorities have a lot of problems whenever they capture a Wolverine and they put it in the newspaper, they actually have to pay royalties back to Marvel.
Wolverine, TM.
That's it, precisely. Yeah. Trademark Marvel Enterprises.
And I think Hugh Jackman gets like 0.5%.
He does.
Yeah,
good old Hugh Jackman. I'm just disappointed that Ryan Reynolds didn't want to do the Deadpool movie. Let's not go into that now. Right, back to...
But there is a Van Wilder 2.
Yes, straight to DVD.
I've never seen Van Wilder.
The Rise of Taj.
Yeah.
Sad. Anyway,
back to Chris Benoit. So Chris Benoit is one of the big wrestlers in the WWE Federation, of course, initially called the WWF, but of course a long-standing 12-year legal battle meant that the World Wildlife Fund actually won. And WWE...
They've been around a lot longer.
And WWE had to pay damages like the motherfucker.
So Ed McMahon's not as rich now?
Ed McMahon? No idea. Vince McMahon? I'm not really too sure.
She just shows how little I bloody know. Ed McMahon. He used to do...
Johnny Carson.
He used to do the world's greatest bloopers with
Dick Clark.
Dick Clark.
And he was Johnny Carson's sidekick for a while.
Where's this man fall on his bum?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. So anyway, Chris Benoit this week, of course, didn't turn up to his pay-per-view match, basically ringing into the WWE saying, I'm sick, I've got someone at home who's unwell, or there's been a family crisis or
something. Well, what happened, the message which came through was, my wife and my son are vomiting blood, they're not well. Mm. He also missed another live show the previous day, and they said, look, just come to the pay-per-view event, which is happening live in America on the Sunday, and even the actual pay-per-view itself... Basically, there was nothing mentioned about Benoit not being there until the actual match itself, when the ring announcer said, and now Chris Benoit's replacement is, and it's some other jacked up Nimrod who ended up winning the title.
And the crowd went boo.
And the crowd went, we want Benoit, we want Benoit. Yeah. And
unfortunately, at the time...
So he's a big star in the current...
he's very big. He's huge.
He was World Heavyweight
Hulk Hogan,
Champion.
Benoit? Where does he
rank? No, not really. Steve Austin. Benoit.
Oh, that. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Similar kind of ilk.
We can rebuild him.
There's very few. Shut up. There's very few. There's very few people who get up to the Hulk. The Hulk status. So the Rock's probably gone as close as you're going to get.
Yep.
But no one's really quite gone Hulkalicious, so to speak.
Does the Hulk infringe copyright?
But see, he's Hulk Hogan.
But no, he's Hulk Hogan, not
Never
the Incredible.
The Hulk. Yes.
Or the Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
But everyone calls him Hulk, though, don't they?
But he's also Hollywood Hogan.
Mr. Hogan?
He was Hollywood Hogan when he went bad. He wore the black and he had the stubble.
NWO and WCW.
That was cool. It's a good look. I liked it. Anyway, let's not go into that
now. What now?
Yeah. Mm.
So, the reason why Chris Benoit wasn't at those matches was because he was busy murdering his family.
Nice.
Yep. Now, to put it in not so unsubtle terms...
I wonder why they were vomiting blood there.
Yes, that's
because they had stab wounds in their stomach.
It wasn't stab wounds, it was actually due to asphyxiation.
Yes, he strangled his wife, didn't he?
Strangled his wife and bound her hands and feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently there was blood found under her head, and his son, they found...
Which he did later.
Mm-hmm, which he did later. Apparently he strangled his son with a legitimate strangling hold, like a stranglehold, a wrestling move, also called a sleeper.
Strangely enough.
Mm. And then he topped himself by hanging himself on a pulley on a weight machine.
Yep, 2 days later.
Exactly.
So what happened is apparently he killed his family on the Saturday. He had been...
Left them there to rot.
Yeah, he'd basically been in touch with that weird ring announcer guy. What's his name? He's the commentator. The really sleazy one. Anyway, whatever his name is.
Yeah, I know the one.
Yeah, him. Anyway, he'd been in touch with him to say, oh, he wasn't coming and this, that and the other. And he'd been communicating with people and then, of course, topped himself on the Monday, which is when the body was found, because someone went, this is really odd. Now, the strange thing is, apparently what happened was someone on the Chris Benoit Wikipedia site updated 2 days earlier than his wife was actually killed, that his wife was killed.
Nice. How does that happen?
And it was, well, weirdly...
That's Web 2.0. That's Web 2.0.
That's Web 3.0. I can't compete with that.
No, that's Web 5.0, actually.
Yeah, sorry, my platform's not that good.
So, in other words, Web 5.0 Wikipedia has predictive ability.
Oh, it does.
Nice.
It actually predicts the future before it actually happens. So, we're thinking maybe Benoit logged onto Wikipedia, saw the thing about his wife and said... That's a good idea.
Yeah, I better do that.
Yeah.
So
a bit like watching Torchwood. They had a device that went back and forward in the future.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh. I saw the episode 2. Wasn't impressed.
Yeah.
Nice lesbian scene though.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's about it, really.
That's all you look for, really, isn't it?
Well, I was looking for that on the way in here this evening, but I didn't get any.
Why do you go to pornotube.com?
Yeah, I know. Is that real?
Yeah, it's real.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Is it really?
Yeah. But the best thing, actually, for those of you who are into who
is
like,
is there really a pornotube.com?
Yeah. Those of you who are like, you know, tech nerds, yeah, there is. There's for those of you who like tech nerds.
I know there's gayspace.com.
Yeah, there is. And there's now spankwire.com.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
Yeah, it's true.
Spankwire.
Spankwire instead of
LimeWire.
LimeWire.
LimeWire?
LimeWire and LimeWire.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
And Facebook.
And Facebook.
Right.
Web 2.0 and walklikeforest.org.
Yes, exactly.
Walklikeforest.org.
So back to the
point.
Back
to Benoit.
Chris Benoit. Now, of course...
as killed his wife in the future, then went back and then killed him in the past.
Yes, yes. Okay, it's kind of...
I'm following this chronology now.
Back to the Future meets Terminator 2 meets any film that has...
Why didn't he kill Doc Brown?
No one could kill Doc Brown.
Ah, fair enough.
Yeah, no.
Brown and Braga could kill Doc Brown.
Stargate, SG-1.
Yeah. Yes, precisely, except with a plot.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, so this is interesting.
Or actors.
Richard Dean Anderson. We miss the mullet.
No, we don't.
Good old MacGyver. Yeah. So basically what happened was, this is the story. He was supposed to turn up at the pay-per-view and...
was killing his wife.
Vince McMahon did a whole big, you know, Chris Benoit, he was a great wrestler.
On the Monday Raw, all they simply knew was... It was literally 3 hours before the pay-per-view, the Raw was supposed to be on, which is going to be, funnily enough, a tribute to Vince McMahon killing himself 2 weeks earlier in a blown-up limousine.
Ah, but it was interesting because what I didn't understand was, I'd read that Vince McMahon had you know, the character had topped himself.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden he rocks up on stage with a microphone and goes...
In an empty arena,
saying that Chris Benoit has, a legend in the industry, you know, long-time wrestler, blah, 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 has died, has passed away, or whatever, tragic circumstances, this, that, and the other. Everyone's sad. He has a very sad look on his face, etc., etc. The next day, there was a tribute planned, I believe, that this big kind of Chris Benoit tribute. It was all over the WWE website. The whole front page was Chris Benoit.
On the Monday, that was all it was. It was just every single article was about tribute to Chris Benoit, about his legacy, what had happened to him.
Mm.
Similar to when Eddie Guerrero passed away from a heart attack. Basically, it was a really great tribute
heart
to him.
Heart attack.
Yes.
As opposed to patricide and infanticide.
Yes, that's right. Mm. Precisely.
And cocicide.
And cocicide. Something like that. Dude! So, anyway, this is what basically happened. So, that was the original save that was released. Then when they found out that actually he'd murdered his wife and child at the same time, or at the time, allegedly, really, no one really knew what was going on, allegedly that's what happened. Later then, the statement that was released by Vince McMahon was to say that actually Chris Benoit was a monster. All the stuff was taken off the website.
Except for just simply what was happening with the investigation at the time.
That's right, and that's all that was there. And the special, which was for some hours long, was pulled from the TNT network, whatever it was pulled
it
from.
It was on the USA network. It was shown live on the Monday night, and that's the only place it's been shown. It was not sent to Australia or any other places. In fact, Fox 8 on the Wednesday night, instead of playing Raw, they actually played, I think it was Cheaters or whatever other crap they play on Fox 8, which they normally play anyway.
Okay, so there you go. So basically that's the story. That's what we're looking at the moment. Now, interestingly enough, the WWE has had a lot of problems recently with wrestlers dying. Now, Matt, you were saying before about the number of wrestlers who've passed away who are under the age of 45.
Yep. And now, it's like 40 wrestlers in probably about, 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, it's amazing. See, there will be, in the future, we will not have the Junkyard Dogs, the Hulk Hogans, those kind of people who were around in kind of the 70s and 80s. Yeah. See, The Rock is one of those exceptions. I wouldn't be surprised if Steve Austin, because Steve Austin's in jail, isn't he?
He beat
up his wife again.
I didn't realise he remarried.
Could have, I don't know. Anyway, he was basically up on assault charges. He was up on assault charges. I love being in charge of the buttons.
Very nice.
He was up on assault charges. So a lot of stuff is going on. You look at people who they also send a lot of these
guys.
Did
he beat up the Bionic Woman again?
He could very well that would have been
the Bionic Dog.
That's a fight to go. Oh, the Bionic Dog. I'd forgotten about the Bionic Dog.
There was a Bionic Dog?
You know they've actually remade the Bionic Woman in England?
Really?
Have they?
Bombed like the motherfucker.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, that's a bit of nerd stuff.
Oh, right.
Richard, you can
cut that
out.
We're not talking about nerd stuff.
No, we don't.
No, none of that.
No, so we're talking about sport here. Yeah. Oh, sorry, sports entertainment.
Thank you, I like the clarification. So, yeah, a number of these guys have dropped off the twig. I mean, if you've seen the documentary Beyond the Mat, which is a very good documentary.
It is.
Not you, Matt, different Matt, wrestling exactly. Matt, you know what I mean. It's really good. It talks about people like Jake the Snake Roberts and a whole lot of these other guys who basically went down a fairly... slippery kind of, dark path and disappeared into obscurity through injury or drug use and abuse, etc., etc. Of course, one of the most famous cover-ups inside the WWE was, of course, Mean Gene Oakland. The ring announcer guy.
Yeah.
Mean Gene Oakland, who disappeared off the wrestling circuit when he was found with a partner somewhat younger than people had anticipated he should actually have. And he disappeared for some time to recently have reappeared in the Good Book, strangely enough.
Oh. To me, this whole thing is quite weird. This is a world in and of itself.
Oh, it is.
For me, because I I don't watch sports entertainment.
I don't have any pay TV, so I can't watch sports.
But you know a lot about it. But you know a lot about it, though.
It's true. Sad, isn't it?
You sit on the sites, just follow it up, don't you?
No.
Downloading bits off YouTube.
I read things. You know, it's important to read and know what's going on. Matt, I'm sure he's a lot.
So the current Australian Prime Minister is
Vince McMahon.
Right, and who's our treasurer at the moment?
Shane McMahon.
What happened to Stephanie McMahon? Is she still pretending to be a woman?
Yeah, she made an occasional appearance. She was on the Chris Benoit tribute show and had a bit of a cry before they found out he was a monster.
Yes, exactly. Isn't that interesting? Now,
so what?
But the most controversial thing about the whole Benoit thing, though, is killing his wife. That's I'm going to say it. That's fucked.
Mm. Thank you.
Killing his son.
Not good either.
The reason why he killed his son is because apparently he had, and I can't remember what it's called, it's not the mutant X syndrome or whatever.
No, it's very similar, yeah.
It's basically this disease where they, the symptoms are, they have an elongated face, they have big ears, they have big balls, they could be autistic.
And they're basically a dwarfish person, they're very small.
Yeah, dwarfish person, but with a big head, big ears. I'm sorry, I'm just thinking...
And the ability to control flame.
Yes, it's strange that... Welcome, Pyro! Yeah.
So the thing is, maybe the part of the reason why, Benoit, after killing his wife, also killed his son because he didn't want his son... This is one theory I've heard. Didn't want his son to be an orphan, and also didn't want his son to be a freak orphan.
Yeah, now
so
this is the other
he
thing.
Kills him.
Yeah, now this is
nice.
The thing.
Nice.
Apparently because Benoit is so much into this whole physical thing, his physicality, the various substances he could have potentially taken with the doctor that he could have potentially been going to, which of course he did go to, who's now been arrested. There was so much put on the idea of the physical, on the physical kind of, being attractive and good-looking and this, that, and the other, that the son didn't actually conform to that. Now, apparently the son was actually covered in needle pricks. Now, some say that's because he needed some sort of hormone to be injected into him so that he actually developed testosterone and stuff like that. But there have been other people saying that he should have actually only had in one place. There's no reason he should have had that much in his system at all.
So, in other words, you're dealing with a person who arguably is stupid?
Potentially.
Dope to the eyeballs.
Yep.
And violent.
Violent. Had his ego ran out of control by an enormous amount of money. And people telling him that he's cool.
And life wasn't going his way.
Was he a champion?
Oh, yeah.
He was a world heavyweight champion. He was also the US champion he held. And one thing he was also known for was his finishing move called the Crippler Crossface.
Nice. So he had all of this stuff. So explain to me, though, why did he kill his wife?
No idea.
No idea.
No one has any idea? No idea.
They say they blame roid rage, but they blame any...
But that doesn't make any sense.
But the most controversial thing, though, with Benoit is, with all previous ex-wrestlers who have passed away or whatever, is they've done it on their own accord. With Benoit, he had baggage.
Yeah, so there was actually a lot going on with Benoit kind of behind the scenes, which was interesting because there was some talk that even though he was very popular, they didn't know how much longer he'd be sticking around in the WWE because of... health concerns.
Mm-hmm.
These health concerns had to do with his doctor, who's now turned himself in.
So I'm assuming that being sports entertainment, there isn't, shall we say, random drug testing going on.
There is random drug testing which goes on, but the thing is the actual...
By this doctor who's just been disbarred.
But the drugs they test for are normally things like, anabolic steroids and things like that.
Aspirin.
But a lot of... Exactly. They snort the aspirin, et cetera. But the main drugs they test for are things like, recreational drugs. Your marijuana... I was going to say marijuana and cannabis is the same thing.
Generally the same thing, generally. and then, of course, you've got heroin and cocaine and stuff. That's generally what they test for. So in that kind of environment, they're not really looking for...
HGH or...
Well, this is it. See, this is the problem, is you're actually looking at an organisation that thrives on the fact these guys are big. Now, the funny thing is, if you've actually met any of these wrestlers in real life, they're no way near as tall as they say they are.
It's true.
They're actually generally a fair bit shorter. Kane's supposed to be 7 foot, whatever he is, and he's really
6 or 9.
Yes, and he's even not that tall. So they've everything's inflated, everything's bigger than life. So these guys, take a lot of drugs, and well, they certainly used to, and that's a known fact that they used to.
They get tested for Viagra.
I think they'd need to be taking a fair bit. If you have a look at their pants, there's not a lot going on in there.
No.
Let's be honest.
It's true.
I think the hormones...
I think there's more going on in the pants of the female wrestlers.
Yes, well, China was hung like a bull.
I've seen that picture.
Yeah, I've seen the video.
Fair enough.
I've got
that. One night in China?
Yeah.
Ew.
You got to play something there.
Yeah, I may as well.
Reason someone else.
That was Radio Birdman, ladies and gentlemen. And Abe's a big fan. You're a huge man, aren't you?
Radio Birdman?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fucked.
That was hanging on. This is a Wolf Forest 2888.5 M. I just want to also, just before we kick into anything, say congratulations to Lewis Scooter Libby for his the fact that he has just been pardoned by President Bush.
Look, isn't that amazing? And you'd
pardoned?
Have just
pardoned.
Pardon?
Pardon.
And it's totally impartial.
It is totally impartial.
Totally impartial.
Yep. He said, Bush said he respects the jury's verdict, but I've concluded that the prison sentence given to Mr. Libby is excessive. Uncle Dick said he supported the decision. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, geez, really? Cause just because he used to be a staff member?
Yeah, exactly. And happens to be a major member of the Republican Party? Oh. No. Let's see if that happened to Nancy Pelosi, whether she'd be a... Whether she'd be pardoned. I don't think so. She'd
surprise,
be jailed.
Surprise, surprise.
Why didn't he pardon Paris Hilton? That's what I'd like to know.
Because she's a dirty skank.
Yeah, fair enough. Now,
and she smells.
And she smells. A couple of weeks
Apparently.
Ago. Yeah. There was a story that broke through YouTube, which is Web 2.0 compatible.
Oh, I don't know.
About a TV show on Hamas television in Palestine.
Allahu Akbar.
That borrowed the Mickey Mouse character, very similar to the original Steamboat Willie. Mickey Mouse character.
Yeah, that's right.
And turned him into Farfour, the Hummus Mouse. Now, they broadcast the very final episode of Hummus Mouse featuring Farfour this week. Now, the thing about this is Mickey Mouse lookalike who has made worldwide headlines for preaching Islamic domination and armed struggle to youngsters.
As you do.
Fair enough. You've got to have a hobby. Parents keep saying to kids, look, you don't get out, you don't do stuff, you just sit in front of your PlayStation all day. Hey, Intifada! Come on.
Exactly. Now, it's been taken off television to make room for new programs. The Israel, funnily enough, weren't big fans. They didn't really like the show. They denounced it as incendiary and outrageous.
Mm.
The program, funnily enough, was also opposed by the Palestine Broadcasting Corporation, which is run by Fatah.
Oh, right.
So Fatah didn't like it.
Because Hamas did.
Because Hamas did.
Interesting.
Ah, the Middle East, as Ron Paul says, a complex area.
Mm.
Now, just to run down what actually happened in the final episode of Hummus Mouse, I've got a grab from the thing to play, but I'll play that at the end. But I'll give you the rundown of what actually happens at the end in the final. So if this is spoilers, please turn away now.
If you haven't seen the latest episode, and look, it is actually available on DVD. If you want to check it out, you can either download it for hummusmouse.pl. No, that's Poland.
Now, I took this from Memory TV, which is the Middle East Media Research Institute TV project.
You have done a lot of research.
I have. This is the script of the very final Hummus Mouse, and it is real, unfortunately. I didn't make this up.
So would you do this much research while you're actually at work, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
the government is paying for this?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you telling me that a walk in the Black Forest is government-sponsored?
Yes.
I'm leaving.
I already thought you did.
It's all right. It set the scene. Farfour, the Hummus Mouse, is with his grandfather, Hummus Grandfather Mouse. And this is his grandfather speaking. I want to give you something in trust before I die, and I want you to safeguard it, Farfour. Now, I'm not going to do Farfour's voice because he sounds like a high-pitched Mickey Mouse. He says, what is the trust I am supposed to safeguard, grandfather? His grandfather says, this land, which was occupied in 1948, is the land I inherited from my fathers and forefathers. I want you to protect it. It is a beautiful land, all covered in flowers and olives and palm trees. I want you to take care of it, Farfour. Farfour says, what is this land called, Grandpa? His grandfather says, the land is called Tel al-Rabi, but unfortunately the Jews call it Tel Aviv after they occupied it. So Farfour is now owning Tel Aviv.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Look, that's pretty good for a young guy, a young mouse. He's set his sights high.
I want you to safeguard this, Farfour. Keep this key with you. When the land is regained, use this key, Farfour. Farfour says, this key, grandfather? Zip.
That's not a key.
Farfour's grandfather says, that's right. And these documents are proving this land is ours, Farfour. I am trusting you with this, Farfour. Make sure you don't give up the land, Farfour.
He likes saying Farfour a lot.
Don't worry, Grandpa. Blah, 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 blah. Now, the next thing is the screen blacks, and it says, Farfour is interrogated.
Oh.
Grandfather says, Grandpa entrusted me with his great trust, but I don't know how to liberate this land from the filth of the criminal plundering Jews who killed my grandpa and everybody.
And everybody. It's everyone, generally.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Wouldn't be hard, just get a rat sack, sprinkle it around.
Exactly. Farfour says,
Chris Benoit.
Ask
Exactly. Farfar says to me, what do you want from me? Why have you brought me here? The Israeli interrogator says, sit down, my dear Farfar.
My Farfar dear
says,
Farfar.
I don't want to. Interrogator
I
says,
am your father.
Sit down, Farfar! Because I've watched this. Farfar says, okay, I'll sit down. tell me what you want. The interrogator says,
I really, what really I want. What I really, really want.
The interrogator says, we've heard your grandfather gave you the keys and documents of the land to Tel Aviv. Farfar says, who told you? The interrogator says, it's none of your business who told us, Farfar. What we need. Well, what do you want from me, Farfar says. Interrogator says, Farfar, we want you to give us the land documents. Farfar says, these are land documents from my grandfather, and trust me, so I would safeguard them and use them to liberate Jerusalem. I thought they were in Tel Aviv, but now they're in Jerusalem.
Oh, they move around.
Yeah.
When the lands are liberated, we will go and live there. Give them to you. My grandfather didn't tell me to give them to you. Blah, 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 blah. Interrogator says, you get lots of money and we'll take the documents and that'll be it. Farfar says, we're not the kind of people who sell our land to terrorists.
Ooh. They don't negotiate with terrorists.
Exactly. Now, during all of this, Farfar is actually being beaten up.
Oh, it's nice.
Now, don't forget, this is a kid's television program.
Hmm.
Farfar continues to get beaten up, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Now, it then goes on to a face of his 8-year-old girl talking to the camera.
She picks up a baseball bat, smacks him in the head.
And this is what she says. It's like the end of the episode. Her name is Sarah. She says, yes, my dear children, we have lost our dearest friend, Farfar. Farfar was martyred while defending his land, the land of his fathers and forefathers. He was martyred at the hands of the criminals, the murderers of innocent children who killed Iman Hijor, Muhammad El-Dura, and others.
Wow.
So it's pretty full-on stuff, the death of Farfar. Now, we're going to play you a one-minute segment of the death of Farfar. This is the interrogation scene. Imagine the non-high-pitched voice is the Israeli interrogator, and the high-pitched voice is the soon-to-be-martyred amongst the thousand virgin meis, Farfar.
Oh God, Habibi Farfar. سمعنا فرفور انه سيدك اعطاك مفاتيح الارض والوراق
مين قالك هذا الكلام
انت ما عليك مين قال فرفور لكن المطلوب فرفور
طيب وايش المطلوب عليك مني
المطلوب فرفور انه تعطينا اوراق الارض
اوراق الارض اللي جدي اعتري اياهم امانة عشان احافظ عليهم وعشان احرر فيهم الجند
فرفور بدنا نشتري الارض شر يا فرفور بدنا نديك مصاري كتير بدك تاخد مصاري كتير فرفور وناخد الاوراق فرفور اوراق ولا حاجة فرفور
لا مش احنا اللي بنبيع اراضينا لناس الهاليين
فرفور
نعم
بدك تجيب الاوراق يعني بدك تجيب الاوراق
مش سايب الاوراق ومش سايب لي مش سايب الاوراق
فرفور
I'm in a bad mood this morning. I'm just sick of the whole show.
The United States deliberately built up this Sarkawi as a bogeyman to try and perpetrate the lie that the resistance in Iraq are foreigners who've come from elsewhere and that the mass of the Iraqis are with the American and British occupation. That was always a lie, and it will be seen as a lie. Only 1%, just less than 1%, of all the military clashes that happen in Iraq on a daily basis are attributable to these Al-Qaeda in Iraq. That means more than 99% are indigenous Iraqi resistance.
Been Along is a
marginal Liberal seat, held by John Howard since 1974.
History is against us when it comes to winning this election.
I feel it's the best thing that I can do to help Kevin Rudd become the country's next Prime Minister.
When I get news like that, my only reaction is to determine and resolve to work even harder. Beyond that, I don't really have any further commentary.
This is not about John Howard. This is not about Maxine McHugh. It is about Australia making a clear-cut decision, a once-in-a-generation decision about the kind of country we have, about how we want to use the present prosperity.
I'm not grumpy. I just know what games you fellas play.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for the Battle of Bennelong. While everyone's singing along to the Thunderbirds theme, as they do. Quiet week in the Battle for Bennelong this week. And we should actually say that if you want to actually check out all of the full Far 4 episodes, all available on YouTube. So go and have a look at the Far 4 episodes.
Everything's
available on YouTube. Yeah, it's F-A-R-F-O-U-R, Far 4. And you can see the entire series of Far 4 up there.
F-O-U-R?
F-A-R-F-O-U-R, yes.
Oh.
Far 4. Far 4. So you can check that out. And I do apologise for the bad sound quality. That was completely ripped off YouTube.
Strange that.
So Battle for Bennelong this week. John Howard was asked. It's been a busy week. Maxine McHugh's been traipsed out by Kevin Rudd a few times this week.
See, I've heard nothing. I work in the media and I've heard nothing of Kevin Rudd all week.
Yeah, no, he's done a few launches this week with Maxine McHugh by his side. She will also be appearing at the Ride Business Forum's luncheon. We can pay $80 to go and hear her and Wayne Swan speak. I'd actually pay $90 to hear Wayne Swan not speak.
You know, Wayne Swan is an idiot. I'm sorry, Wayne Swan is an absolute idiot. I'm sick and tired of Wayne Swan strolling into election campaigns and fucking them up.
Yes, he's not very good.
He's a... Who ever employed this man? I just can't stand him.
Kim Beazley, probably. No, yes. may have actually gone back to Crean.
He goes back a long way.
But John Howard has been, he's poked his head up in the Battle for Bennelong this week. He was asked a question, the polls are very narrow about whether he will win against Maxine McHugh. So senior Liberals have started to set up a fallback plan.
Right.
Which will
is this
be...
for the routing? So what they're doing, they're setting up a bit of a route area along the Rhine?
Oh, you'd hope so.
Yes, right. And so just like their second offensive in the Ardennes.
Putting some people in, say, Liberal Party uniforms on the other side and shooting back at the Liberals?
That's a very good idea.
As I thought, yeah.
Maybe what they could do, they could get some Liberal Party people to dress up as unionists.
We'll call it Blitzkrieg.
Yeah, good idea.
Blitzkrieg, Bob. Anyway, they've identified a fallback seat for Howard in case the Liberals win the election, but he loses his seat.
Yes, we can only hope.
Now, when asked if he had a plan B in the case of losing to Ms. McHugh, he fired back with no hesitation, "I don't intend to lose Bennelong. I think it's going to be a very tough fight, but I look forward to retaining the seat." Now, interestingly, this is the seat they're actually looking at is the newly pre-selected seat of Mitchell.
Okay.
Now, Mitchell was held by Alan Cadman for over 30 years. It's the longest standing singly held seat, apart from John Howard, I think, 74, I think he came in. Really? 74. Cadman is the second longest serving Member of Parliament behind Philip Ruddock, who is the longest serving Member of Parliament, tying with John Howard. Ruddock, of course, has been Member for Parramatta, Dundas and Barara, whereas Cadman has been in Mitchell since 1974. Now, redistributions have made Mitchell. Mitchell, of course, is sort of Pennant Hills up through Normanhurst, sort of way.
The Bible Belt.
The Bible Belt, yes.
And John Howard's actually been pretty vocal and pretty visual in the Bible Belt.
He has been, and Cadman's never been on the front bench. Cadman's always been just a good, solid, long-standing, Christian-believing, right-wing...
Yep, he's a backdoor boy. Backroom boy.
Now, they've made this seat safer and safer and safer. Except for the fact that this year, Cadman faced his very first serious challenge.
Oh.
Now, do you have any idea who this serious challenge was?
Chris Benoit?
That wouldn't be that serious anymore.
Okay. Wolverine?
Possibly.
No, the Rabbit Wolverine.
Snickety Snick.
The Rabbit Wolverine. No, does the name Alex Hawke come to bring ring bells for anybody.
Really?
Alex Hawke, the former staffer of right winger David Clark here in New South Wales, person who has allegedly was the engineer of the downfall of John Brogdon. Actually, not even allegedly. I think he actually stood up and said, I engineered the end of John Brogdon. Former president of the Young Liberals, 29 years old. Probably about as far right as you can get.
Well, so much so, in fact, that he has a nice little pair of black shorts and a tan shirt. He wears them out on the weekends. He leads little scout troops around, little expeditions, burning parties.
I'm going to go far enough to say that I think he's further right than Ross Cameron used to be.
That's pretty amazing.
Now, Ross Cameron was pretty much the sort of, Obergruppenführer of the Liberal Party.
So is this guy fascist?
That's a good question. I'd like to ask him that. He was backed by Nick Greiner opposed him, and John Howard's old chief of staff, Arthur Synodos, opposed him. But John Howard, it was interesting. John Howard kept his fingers out of the pie, which is rare for Howard in the New South Wales Liberal politics. He did send Mad Dog up there to try and get a more moderate candidate. For those who don't know who I'm referring to, I'm talking about the man who should be drug tested in the parliament, as they said on Insiders, for psychotropic drugs. That would be Bill Heffernan. Sent Mad Dog up there to try and get a more moderate candidate. Now let me just tell you a little bit about Alex Hawke. He's right wing.
Yes.
He's very, very far right wing.
In fact, if he was a bird, he'd be flying in circles.
He's further right wing than John Howard, and that's really saying something.
That's pretty amazing considering that John Howard is the last Thatcherite leader in the known world.
He's a practicing Christian.
Right.
He's been heavily involved in dirty tricks campaigns to replace most of the candidates in New South Wales with right-wing candidates, which, funnily enough, contributed to the complete destruction of the Debnam government, the opposition in the last state election.
So basically, he's a branch stacker.
He's a massive branch stacker. He has a huge problem with Senator Maurice Payne, who's one of the more liberal members of the Liberal Party, a believer in pro-choice, stem cells and stuff like that, stem cell research and the like. Alex Hawke is anti-choice, very much anti, basically anything that gives people rights.
Yes, he's anti any social, kind of social reform, social policy.
I mean, obviously, Labor's not going to pick the seat up. It's the safest Liberal seat in New South Wales and the safest urban seat in the whole of Australia.
Even with the Rudd factor?
Yeah.
The religious Rudd factor?
Quite possibly. There's a belief that because Hillsong's based right in the heart of Mitchell territory. Now, of course,
they can actually be put in the heart of your territory as well if you give them enough money.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the other rumour is that Alex Hawke would be asked to step aside if Howard lost Bennelong.
And the question is, would he?
Well, Mr. Hawke said, funnily enough, thank you for asking that. Alex Hawke said, was asked, would he stand aside from his nearby safe seat of Mitchell should Howard lose his seat? Mr. Hawke said yesterday that he would consider my options if the scenario arose.
Ah, how
so
interesting.
Those options may be leaving the Liberal Party and starting a new party. Perhaps, I don't know, a National Socialist Workers' Party. Or I believe that name's available at the moment, isn't it?
It is at the moment, yeah.
It's a moment available.
I think One Nation are looking for a leader.
One Nation are looking for a leader. I'm sure you can get that. It's around.
It's interesting, though. It would make sense to put Alex Hawke in there and then have him step aside. He's really just a staffer.
He is a staffer and a little prat. Now, interestingly, there was that documentary on Four Corners.
Can you imagine what he'd get for standing aside? And giving John Howard
I'd be given a safe seat and probably a short run into the ministry. Probably, I'm probably jumping over Christopher Pyne, which would be great, because I'd love to see someone jump. Actually, no, I'll rephrase that. I want someone to jump on Christopher Pyne, preferably with boots.
It'll be interesting if Tony Abbott...
Black jack boots. I believe Tony Abbott can provide them.
See, to have Tony Abbott and Hawke in the same ministry would be interesting.
Well, yeah, because Abbott's a hardcore right-wing conservative, but he's not as much of a branch stacker as Hawke. Hawke is a backroom boy.
Yes, that's true.
Not a backroom boy.
Well, he could be backroom boy.
I don't know. But he's certainly a backroom boy, works heavily for David Clark, and, as we mentioned before, is the former president of the Young Liberals. So there was a documentary on Four Corners which did where basically a whole lot of Young Liberals said that there was branch stacking and they didn't want to get involved. It was intimidation.
Remember.
And Alex Hawke did not come out looking particularly good out of that. My suspicion is that Howard's revenge on the fact that he didn't get a moderate candidate and got rid of a person who he's been a supporter of for many years, which is Alan Cadman, and has kept that Bible Belt of New South Wales so firmly tucked up the Liberal Party's ass that it would take a packet of laxatives to fudge it.
so to speak.
Well, you know, look, I'm one for the colourful euphemism. You know, the punishment may well be that Alex Hawke loses his seat.
I think that would be just desserts.
It would be just. But I think it's interesting. But then again, he loses it to John Howard and... Ew.
Yeah, but isn't it interesting that Alex Hawke really was one of the main instruments of the destruction of the Debman opposition?
Yeah.
And in fact, the whole last election. Isn't it interesting that now he's still trusted enough to be put in a seat to kind of pad it out for John Howard? It's interesting he actually got rewarded for anything when you think about it.
Well, then he'll end up on the back bench. But then again, you know, that's right. Howard rewards these right-wingers. I mean, I don't think Howard is that upset.
Well, Heffernan's still there.
Well, exact. Mad Dog's still there, running around telling everybody they should drug test politicians. Mm. Good idea, by the way.
Yes, I think it's a good idea too.
That, well, ladies and gentlemen, has been...
find out what's up his ass.
Exactly. There's been another edition of the Battle for Bennelong. Next week, I'm hoping to find out about some of the new candidates that might be running. There's rumours that the election may be called before APEC, so therefore the candidates are starting to sort of mill at the gates. I don't think it'll happen because I think John Howard wants to stand up there in a stupid shirt. But anyway. There we go. That's the sign that says we've outstayed our welcome for another week.
Well, that guy's standing outside again.
Oh, Richard! It's him! He let him in the building!
He's the Phantom Menace.
I changed the codes. I did everything.
He finally turns up.
Thank you, Mr. Curley, for joining us this week. Thank
Not
you for
a
being,
problem.
Thank you for being our inflatable Richard.
It's okay.
And it's quite difficult to be an inflatable Richard.
I know.
Yeah, but Abe, you had to inflate him too.
Well, it was difficult.
It was. And dirty, really.
How long have we got? Hang on. I just want to get a couple more fucks in.
There we go. There's another one. Richard will hopefully return next week. She'll be back next week for show 261. Go to our MySpace, www.myspace.com/warpblackforest, or go to our website, which is www.warpblackforest.org. Check all out, all our stuff. More content coming in the next couple of weeks. We've got sketches coming back to the show in a couple of weeks' time.
When's Alex coming back?
About 4 years. He comes back every 4 years, comes in, causes mayhem and destruction. We all have to get tested.
Yep.
Takes a couple of months before it actually comes back.
Well, he's going to be busy in the next couple of weeks because the US Navy's in town. So
yeah.
In the Navy. Something I just bought like a French version of In the Navy this week.
Oh, why does that not surprise me?
I know.
Bonjour, baby.
We'll see you next week. Thank you very much, Mr. Kelly.
That's okay.
Thank you, Darth Curley.
Thank you.